Yes, the film What in the World Are They Spraying? I think is going to be a very important film, and it's going to shock a lot of people.
That's interesting, Dale and Christina. This is of interest not just in this country, but European countries and, frankly, all over the world. A lot of folks interested in it.
Well, Dave, you mentioned that climatologists and others who study the atmosphere believe that they'd be able to surely spot any kind of signs of an ominous plot.
Scientists gathered at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting in San Diego to discuss the plausibility of implementing various geoengineering campaigns throughout the world, all under the guise that the Earth has a man-made global warming problem that can, in part, be solved by spraying aerosol, aluminum, and other particles into the sky to block the sun. When these scientists were asked about existing aerosol programs, they stated that no such programs have been implemented to date. This contradicts the claims of many who state that worldwide aerosol programs have already been started.
They are spraying something. I think everyone's innate intelligence tells them what they see in the sky, those crisscrossing of these white trails that go to horizon, that's not just ice crystals forming at the back end of a jet engine. Those ice crystals are absorbed into the atmosphere very soon. You can see them trailing along right behind an airplane as it flies across the sky. There's a little trail of white smoke, and it just follows the plane and disappears. That's totally different from these billowing fumes of smoke that go from horizon to horizon and spread out, and by the mid-afternoon, the sky is milky white. It's a result of a relatively new industry springing up called geoengineering. There's a group of scientists and political figures and corporations who are planning to make a great deal of money in changing the nature of our planet.
It is called geoengineering, fighting global warming by putting a chemical dust in the atmosphere and reflecting harmful radiation back into space.
We take geoengineering to mean deliberate, large-scale intervention in the Earth system.
There are a variety of schemes that have been discussed for geoengineering. A classic example is injecting reflecting particles into Earth orbit.
And they say that it's just in the talking stage right now. They say we're talking about spraying aluminum and barium into the atmosphere. And they say we need to do studies to see if there are toxic effects and so forth. And they're saying all the right things as though they're deliberating it. But the evidence is abundant now that this has been going on for over a decade. It's been going on. It's going on right now as we speak.
Believe it or not, military aircraft flying through the region is dropping chaff, small bits of aluminum, sometimes it's made of plastic, or even italicized paper products, but it's used as an anti-radar issue, and obviously they're up there practicing. Now, they won't confirm that, but I was in the Marine Corps for many years, and I'll tell you right now, that's what it is.
This is inevitably military or something going on, the government, the Air Force. You see this kind of a pattern like this, you can rest assured there's something going on. They're actually little bitty magnetic and little bitty strips of whether it's aluminum.
We now know what they're spraying. We can identify it. There have been many laboratory tests taken of not only the soil and the water, but from the rainwater and from the snow. Now, this comes from the sky. You can't say it came up out of the ground. And these tests have been taken from atmosphere and rainwater and snow in areas that are hundreds of miles away from industrial centers. So you can't say it's being blown there from a smokestack or something like that. And what they're finding is an alarming high level of toxic substances. On Mount Shasta, for example, you should find no aluminum whatsoever in snow up there because it came from the sky. It's 60 times higher on the snow on Mount Shasta. Extremely toxic. Hikers are drinking that stuff. They're going to kill themselves or they lose their minds or something like that. And we find this all over, not just in Mount Shasta. We found high levels in beautiful islands of Hawaii where they've been spraying a lot. And you take the samples out of the rainwater. This stuff is coming from the sky. But to make matters even worse, they're lying to us about it. And that's the message in our film, What in the World Are They Spraying? I'm G. Edward Griffin. I'm one of the producers of the video, What in the World Are They Spraying? In my view, it's one of the most important documentaries you're going to see, perhaps in your lifetime. Order it now. It'll be delivered on October 22nd, but get your copy now so you'll be one of the first ones to have it.
This film, What in the World Are They Spraying, goes a long way towards waking the people up. So I salute the filmmakers, and I ask all of you to get involved today and to make sure that everyone in your circle understands just how deep this globalist program is. The film is What in the World Are They Spraying? Pre-order it now and see it first on DVD at InfoWars.com.